Yes, our third son, well, our third child, was born in Gravesend. I had him in Gravesend Hospital. I was taken in a coma, and I didn't quite know what to do with me. So, of course, my husband came in with me, and our doctor that we had there, Dr. Dismore, he wouldn't give me any glucose or anything before I went into hospital. So they had to get me out of the coma with glucose injections. And then I gave birth soon after that.
Why wouldn't the doctor give you any glucose?
Well, I don't know. They were strange people. They didn't understand diabetes, especially local practitioners, you know.
What year was this third birth?
This was the third one. Mm-hmm. 1950 he was born. They were born 45, 48, 50, and then our last child was born in Guy's Hospital in London by a cesarean because they did understand diabetes. And he was born in 52.
But the first three were not born by cesarean?
No, they were normal births.
Were they big babies?
Well, Linda was 7'7". Neil was 8 pounds. Glenn was, he was small, 6 pounds, 6 ounces. And Colin was 7 pounds, 2 ounces. So none of them were excessively big, were they?
Now, you say that at the time of the birth of your third child in 1950, the doctors really didn't know much about diabetes. Had that been your experience right up until that time?
Yes, and beyond. It wasn't so bad when we moved away from Gravesend, no. But apart from, when I had Colin in Guy's Hospital, they knew what to look for, you know. They were understanding, completely understanding. I had no problems in there. I didn't in Malta when I had Neil, nor Linda. No, I had no problems then. It's just the third one. Don't suppose it was his fault, but I was definitely in a coma, needing the glucose. I've been in other comas, but I've had excess sugar. But I've been dosed up with insulin into the vein to get me out of those. Yes, that's a point. Before Neil was born in Malta, that's right, they gave me